Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Good friend, I should say. No, there's friends over there. There's several of them.
There's several of them.
All right. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500 is the number. And it's always good to have Kurt Rogers with us. How are you, sir? Everything
I'm doing fine. You know, we could probably turn this show into a sports show and talk about that game.
I would love to go
night.
Off on what we saw last night.
Because we could suck up an hour.
Whew, in a heartbeat. That was so disappointing, man.
I'm glad that the new owners have lots of money to pay these people what they're supposed to be doing.
There's going to be some Bronco jerseys for sale at Walmart, man, if we don't get to playing better.
It was pretty funny. But we do have to take into account it's only the first game of the year.
I know.
We got to pick it up somewhere else.
Should have played those guys in the as you and I talked about before we came on air. Yeah. But you cannot duplicate real game things in practice at all.
No.
And so when you don't play all that, I mean, it showed last night.
In so many different areas. Mm-hmm. And I hope they understand that.
Yeah.
So. You know, maybe against Houston, they'll bring a different game.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Because I think we're a better team than that.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Just, there were just so many things out of sync.
There were some positive things out of it, but I mean, wow, so many disappointments.
Yeah.
Sloppy play.
Very much so.
All right. We're going to talk about roofing today with our good friend Dave Hart. But before we get to Dave, Kurt, let's touch a few things here in the mortgage world. We talk about rates all the time, but what's changing besides rates?
Well, every year they change what's called the conforming loan limit. That number normally doesn't come out till the latter part of November, so it becomes effective on January 1st, like 2023. But they've changed that number now, and it's gone from 647.2 to 715,000. That's a massive change because the average 80% of the homes that are sold for $715,000 or less. That's what that number represents. So you're able to buy, let's say, a $900,000 house and actually $800,000 house and do 10% down and have 715. Or you can buy a $900,000 house, put 20% down. So you get better rates. Everything about the loan becomes much better because the conforming loan limit's now 715. In about 30 days, we're going to see what's called a high balance. Allows you in certain areas go up to maybe 750 to 770. And still get great rates and great terms. So it's becoming important for those as home values keep going up. It allows you to not pay 8 or 9% in rate because it's a jumbo and get a better rate for a standard loan.
Okay. What about for new buyers? What about those people maybe that never bought a house? What's anything out there special for them?
We've been talking about rates and what's going to happen in the mortgage industry for a long time. And about 6-8 months ago, I told you then that I had a whole bank full of customers that were first-time home buyers or folks that did not have the money for the appraisal gap or they only had 5% down. Those buyers there's plenty of them out there, but they couldn't get in the game. Nobody would even look at them. If you wanted to do an FHA loan 6 months ago, they wouldn't even take the offer to the seller. If you didn't have at least 20% down, they didn't want to play, or if you were paying cash. Well, because the market's slowly changing in that area, those buyers are now in the game because the appraisal gap is gone. There's more negotiation going on. You're seeing sellers pay for certain things. So there's loan programs that have always been there, but are now many people are taking advantage of. It's called a Home Ready, a Home Possible, to where you can put 3 or 5% down and not have mortgage insurance. Or if you do, it's only $50 a month. So it's made it much easier for many of the younger folks that want to buy a house for the first time that didn't have the 20%, but they make the money, they've got the good credit, they can go out and buy a home. At the same time, there's opportunities that are popping up on homes that aren't perfect. So it's bringing out the buyers that like to do sweat equity. They like to buy a home and do a little of the work themselves to increase the value. Mm-hmm. And those deals, there's plenty of those out there because many people think that the value's up, so they're putting their house out, and it needs a lot of work. So we're starting to see a lot of that come back into play.
Right. I had somebody ask me the other day real quick, are there any deals out there that used to be sometimes you would run across a deal where somebody says you could rent to own, where, someone add a little bit to payments or whatever. Then if they want to buy the house in a couple years, they could. Is that anything that, like that?
It actually, it's always been in effect, because there are people out there that will rent you the home on a 2-year contract, and then in turn have you pay an extra $200 a month or $250 or $500, and that money goes into a kitty. So when you want to buy it, there's your down payment. The fact that you've lived in it for 2 years and have made the payment, it's like you're a homeowner, and it's almost, if you do it correctly, it's not a purchase to where you need an agent. It's just a refinance, because the bank looks at it like you might own it. So you can actually save yourself a lot of money if you want to do those kind of things. Huh. And the other advantage, because when I had several rentals, I would do lease to own. And when I had that tenant, I never had to worry about maintenance to the house, because they knew they were going to buy it. They took care of the house a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a problem with that, and most landlords don't.
Wow.
It's very effective.
Yeah. 720-895-0500 is the number. Kurt and his team ready to help you in any way they can, so give them a call. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about roofs today, so Dave Hart's with us, roof expert.
There it is.
How's everything been going since our last visit?
Doing good. Busy.
Good.
Yeah, super busy.
Good deal.
Definitely.
Now, a little bit of company, I guess we'll call it, breaking news. So, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
You know, so I think officially, well, back up a little bit, we've always been about trying to save a roof, whether it be residential, commercial, flat commercial roof, whatever. So officially now we are Roof Savers of Colorado, but we're still doing the Roof Max product, the Roof Max treatments. So we just kind of like making it easier for people to find us.
Okay.
And just more open to what it is that we do, I guess is probably the best way to put it. So we're still doing the same thing. Nothing's changed there. It's just as I have always done a lot of roof coatings on commercial properties over the years, replaced roofs and all that, and it just seems the more we are out and being exposed, the more need there is to take care of different items and just do a lot more commercial roofs. And with Roof Max Corporate growing, we find it just a little more challenging for people to reach me directly. So we just kind of added a different name in there, a little catchier, a little easier to reach me directly versus going through corporate now.
So now we can say, get the max out of your roof with Roof Savers.
There you go.
Colorado.
He's hired.
He's just giving you your tagline.
Yeah. That'll be $500.
Can't wait to see the bill for that.
You've got to pay for that.
Wow.
And like you said, you've been doing roofs for a long time.
Yeah.
So you have another arm that most roofers don't have. But let's talk about what you've been doing. How many years experience, what kind of roofs you do?
Sure. So we do all types of roofs. I've been roofing almost 23 years now, focusing a lot on replacements. In the last 7-8 years, started focusing more on getting flat roofs to last longer. And then we came across a Roof Max product, which just kind of added to our arsenal, if you will, of being able to save more roofs and save people money. And especially with the cost of roofing these days, the different regulations when you go to start replacing a commercial roof, it just makes sense to do everything we can to keep your roof on versus replacing it. So, just been roofing a long time. I've been a part of or have replaced over 3,000 roofs in my career. The Roof Max treatments are just starting to blow up. Nationally speaking, we're doing almost 3 million square feet a week right now.
A week?
A week across the nation with Roof Max.
With Roof Max.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very neat option that we have to provide that most roofers don't. In the sense that, you know, some people are being told, and I've had this happen probably 5 times in the last week, where they've been told they needed a roof replacement. They got the estimate for the roof replacement. It was astronomical, even above and beyond what I would charge. So people are really trying to start to take advantage and stuff like that. But I go out to a roof, I might be 15 years old, and I'm like, yeah, there's no reason we can't get 15 or 20 more years out of this roof. So it's just neat to have that option.
And that's a good question, because we've talked about this in the past. When you put on a roof, there's a certain life expectancy as a homeowner or someone that's putting on the roof that roof is going to be able to provide.
Right.
Now, in the last 23 years, roofing has changed as far as material.
Yes.
So if I have a roof that's 10 years old, is that built different than the roofs that are being sold out today?
Oh, completely.
How?
Just less asphalt in them. So you're getting less product in the shingle that provides you with that long-term protection. Exactly. In fact, we even have one of our dealers, I don't remember where he's at, had a bundle of shingles in his garage that had been sitting there for years, 20-plus years. He pulled it out. It was an older three-tab shingle, but a brand-new bundle, never been opened. And the thickness of that bundle compared to a 30-year dimensional shingle now was almost, it was probably 40% thinner on the new shingle, which is a thicker shingle today than it was on a thinner shingle 20 years ago. So you're significantly different. And we used to do a lot of custom home roofing where the architects would require a certain weight per square, and a square is a 10-foot by 10-foot area. So they would want, you know, 280 pounds of shingles per 10-foot by 10-foot area.
Right.
Well, over the years, we couldn't get that information anymore because the manufacturers were not able to provide that because they don't weigh that anymore. So now they're calling them limited lifetime shingles. There's just a whole bunch of verbiage games and CY you're you know what kind of stuff going on. So they're a lot thinner, they're a lot lighter weight, and they're just not lasting very long anymore.
So with a new roof, when something's replaced right now, what's the typical warranty with a new roof given to a client?
Typically speaking, you can get 5 years, no questions asked. After that, it prorates like a set of tires does on your car. But after that, there's very little that you get from a manufacturer. You might get some bundles of material to replace, but you got to pay the roofer the labor to get it done. It drastically reduces your ability to get a warranty issue taken care of completely. Yeah,
right.
So there's not a whole lot.
You put on a roof now, you got 5 years out of it, unless wind, unless hail.
Right.
Then the warranty doesn't apply.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. 20 years ago, the warranty on the roof was?
Well, I mean.
Or was it the same?
It was about the same. I would say your coverage that you would get from the manufacturers was a little bit better. But the shingles back then, I've seen shingles even of recently that are 20 years old. That were put on the roof 20 years ago that are in better shape than a roof that was put on 10 years ago, just because of the way they were manufactured. They're just more asphalt in them. But the warranties and stuff are about the same, technically speaking, but I think 20 years ago you got better assistance if there was a warranty issue than you would today. So they're not holding up.
Right.
Yeah.
Besides roofs, you also do commercial buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do a lot of... most commercial buildings are flat roofs,
right.
The majority of them. So I would say 80% of them are probably a single ply membrane, you know, whether it be a rubber EPDM or kind of like a plastic material, PVC type material. And over time, those tend to wear out too, but they're insanely expensive to replace now. So we can go in and do what's called a silicone coating on top of that, and you're basically getting a monolithic roof now. There's no seams. It's all... anywhere between 21 to a 30 mil thickness, depending on how much warranty we want. And you basically got a new roof without tearing it off. And it's typically half the cost of replacing a roof.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty neat. So that's what we do.
So when you, the roofs that are out there now, and we're going to talk about RoofMax, there's a treatment that you do to it. And one of the benefits of it, and we have talked about it because you've done both of our roofs, about the flexibility. Why is that important in the roof?
So you want
to give it more life.
Yeah, you want the flexibility. One, if you think of an asphalt shingle, very much like the roads that we drive on, the asphalt dries out. So the road you drive on, when the asphalt dries out, you repave it, you're done, brand new. A few years later, it starts to crack because it can't expand and contract any longer. So our roof shingles do the same thing. They can't expand and contract like they used to when they were new. So what the RoofMax treatment does is it puts that flexibility back into the shingle, allowing it to expand and contract. But by keeping the asphalt moist, it helps keep the granules on and also helps reseal the shingles down to each other so they don't blow off as easy. So it's basically taking that shingle and making it as close to a new as you can. And as far as the flexibility, I think the treatment actually makes that shingle better than brand new because a code out of Florida, we have to meet a certain requirement for flexibility, which is basically taking your shingle and bend it to a 45 degree angle. Well, I've taken samples of shingles that are 20 years old, treated them, let them sit for a couple of days, and I can roll them up like a taquito without cracking and losing granules. So it works very, very well.
The analogy that I use when somebody asks me about the product, I said it's like putting neutral polish on leather shoes.
Absolutely, yeah.
It because if you don't do anything to the leather, it's going to dry out, crack,
dry and crack.
You throw them away.
Absolutely.
When you put it back in there, it makes it much more pliable and gives you much better
life.
Yes,
absolutely. So that's basically the same concept, yeah.
This is not new. I mean, a lot of people say, well, this is it's too good to be true. It's new.
Right.
Well, it's not new. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, it has. We as corporate went to a dealership structure a little over 6 years ago, meaning they're setting guys up like myself around the country. And so that's kind of where that started. And then I would say about 2.5 years prior to that, so about almost 8 years now, the owners of Rough Max came across a product and made it better, worked with the Ohio State University and Battelle Labs and made it what it is today, and went to market with it, ran it for a couple of years, tested it, did some jobs, and then said, hey, I think we got something here, and went national with it. And right before COVID, we were poised to go to Europe and Canada with it. So I think that's about to hit again soon.
To the point they went to Shark Tank.
Went to Shark Tank. One of the first judges of Shark Tank, heavily invested, and got us hooked up with his ability to get us into commercials and stuff like that pretty affordably. And it's going nuts.
And I mean, this, out of all the products that I can think of for your home, to me, this is such a no-brainer.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, why would anyone want to replace the roof before they absolutely had to?
Right.
And if you can keep extending it.
Yep. Why not?
For $2,500.
You don't need to buy a new pair. New pair of shoes. Just put some leather, some wax on the ones you got.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, wow. if you do the math, and I'll probably mess it up completely because I don't have it in front of me, but you know, if we did three treatments on of Roof Max on a roof at today's prices, you know, what it costs to replace a roof compared to what it costs to treat a roof, if we did three treatments over the course of, let's say, just 15 years at a minimum, that cost to treat them three times in 15 years is about half of what it costs to replace a roof at today's pricing.
And I'm telling you what, so in some situations, that three times might be someone's deductible.
It really is, yeah.
Because of the percentage of the home, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And that's a whole other story going on right now, too, yeah.
The reason for that is when you do this, it comes with a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
It matches the warranty that the roof has from day one.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so it doesn't affect the warranty of the manufacturer of the shingle at all. But we provide at least another 5 years of the warranty each time we treat it. And if we catch a roof soon enough, you know, if it's young enough, we can probably extend each treatment out to 6, 7, maybe even 8 years to even get you more life out of that roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Dave Hart is with us. 303-710-6916 is Dave's number. Hey, during the break, I'll see if we can come up with some kind of special for you. But go to roofsaversco.com. Once again, get the max out of your roof with Roof Savers. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear, 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%. 30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single-family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra cost. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Again, any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. If you're just joining us, Dave Hart is with us from Roof Savers of Colorado.
We have to change that. We're so used to roof.
I know.
Roof Savers.
That's why I'm going to do it every break, so I can get it in my brain here. And hey, same great company. All the things we've talked about with Dave over these couple of years, really. And again, has done my roof, Kurt's roof,
John's dad's
uncle. Oh yeah.
All right. So we got the whole family here.
Whole KLZ family.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916.
Yes.
Quick question now on re-roofing and just product. What are you seeing out there as far as being able to even get shingles and things? Has there been a problem in that?
No, because we haven't had many storms this year.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a huge need. There are still some limitations of what the manufacturers are manufacturing right now. So you can get a typical standard, dimensional shingle, a few color options. Some of the higher end stuff might have to order out, might take 2 to 4 weeks to get. For the most part, we're doing okay on that. On the commercial end, I think it's January that we're expected to get some of the insulation board that goes underneath the roofing material. So they're having a hard time getting that in. Some of the coatings that we deal with, prices went literally, pardon the pun, but through the roof a few months ago, and they've drastically cut back again on that. Not where we were a year ago, but they've cut back a lot, which I've never seen go backwards. That was kind of neat. Some of the re-roof products on the commercial end are getting hard to come by. But for the most part, residential right now is doing okay.
It's kind of a double question. If somebody is thinking of the roof, if they haven't touched the roof and they haven't looked at it for a while, there are ways to check out whether it needs to be done and some of the basic things.
Yeah.
What are some of those? And we've talked about this in the past. What are some of those ways that they can say, well, maybe I need to have this looked at?
I would say the easiest one is just look in your downspouts. If you see granules, and I got people calling me all the time, say, hey, I've got granules in my downspouts. I should probably have you look at it. So that would probably be the easiest way to look at it. But generally speaking, you can kind of step back and from the street, look at your roof, and you can kind of see if if they're laying flat or if they're starting to curl up a little bit. That would be another good indication. But I think the best way is just have us come out and look at it. It doesn't cost nothing to see where you're at and go from there.
I have many clients that are selling their homes and they're moving and they're upgrading.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recommendations I always tell to them, I said, before you put your house on the market, because the market's changed, like I said at the beginning of the show, and the seller has to be a little bit more negotiable.
Right.
Used to be everybody waived inspections.
Right.
Well, that ain't the case no more.
Nope.
And one of the big issues that was always brought up is that the buyer would want to look at the roof, but nobody would say they would fix it.
Right.
Now I'm recommending to the seller that they should have you come out, because you can do one of two things. You can go up and say, and you do this for free.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go up and tell them yes, no, and then they can make a choice.
Absolutely.
Because by doing that, it gives them the opportunity to put a 5-year warranty on it, so they know when they sell it, they can say, well, the roof's already got a 5-year warranty.
Right. Yeah, and that gets challenging in the real estate world. A lot of buyers got used to kind of demanding what they want and getting what they want because there was so much going on or so much equity involved. And it's like, okay, well, what's a $15,000 roof? Just sell it and move on. But there's so many roofs that are being replaced that don't need to be replaced. You know, if your roof is 10 years old and you have some signs of granules in the gutters, you know, there's been a lot of roofs that have had to be replaced because of that. Well, that's not true anymore. So if things are getting a little tighter, you know, houses aren't worth, you know, 9 million times more than they were a year ago anymore, then you want to keep that roof on because somebody's got to pay for it. Whether you split it, buyer, seller pay for it, somebody's paying for it, and it's material sitting in a landfill that doesn't need to be there. So now we have an option to go up there and say, okay, we can get you a 5-year warranty. We can do this treatment. This roof will last you, you know, another 10, 12, 15, 20 years. But as an existing customer, we'll even provide a 5-year roof cert for no additional charge if we do the treatment. So it's just another tool that the seller has to make the buyer feel more comfortable that roof's going to last for quite a while.
What's the process of when you actually say, okay, I'm going to do that? What's the process you go through to do the roof, the application time, the dry time, all that?
So usually just a couple hours. On average size roof, anywhere between 2 to 3 hours. We replace a lot of the rubber gaskets that are on the plumbing pipes. If you have the plumbing pipes like you're supposed to.
Yeah, thank you very much. You never miss that chance.
That's right. I got to take it when I can. You know, we'll put rubber grommeted screws in the flashings to help keep them down to the roof deck, blow out your gutters, repaint everything. There are exposed nails on the ridge material, so we'll recaulk those, check for any kickout flashings. Just a general overall maintenance to know that we can all sleep at night for at least the next 5 years, and do anything we can to have any kind of, you know, prevent any kind of a leak or a challenge. And then we put the application, the product on the roof, and that's usually about 20 minutes process. And then this time of year, you're looking probably 35, 40 minutes for it to soak into the shingle enough to where the surface is dry. So if it rains or snows, we're not losing product. But then usually about 2 to 3 days for it to fully saturate all the way through the shingle to reactivate the seal strip. So it's a couple hour process, and within 3 hours, you're done and good to go.
And environmentally safe, pet safe,
yes, sir,
all that.
Yeah, very, okay. Very safe, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I learned the other day, I was talking with my neighbor, and he had told me that his roofer had told him that there were some issues on mold or mildew in the roof. How does with the moisture? I didn't think a roof would hold moisture. How does that work? And how does the RoofMax product help it?
That's a very good question. We don't have too many of those challenges here in Colorado, unless you have
it's dry.
It's a lot drier, yeah. But we do see it where there's big, huge mature trees, and that roof is shaded a lot throughout the year. And then you get some pine needles or whatever that'll sit on it and holds that moisture. So we'll see that here. So it helps prevent that. So it's not chemicals, because RoofMax treatment is completely bio-based. There's no chemicals added. It's all plant-based. But it has the stuff in it to not only deter some of that growth from happening, but it allows the shingles to... So if you have the cracking in the shingles when they dry out, it allows that asphalt to mend back together, for lack of better terms, so that you don't have the cracks any longer. So you're not getting moisture down in the shingle itself. In areas like down south, you know, Florida, Texas, all that, they actually have to go out and clean the roof first and then do the treatment. So they're spending a little bit more for that down there. But because the way they're manufacturing the shingles now, this wasn't really much of an issue 20, 25 years ago. But because they're putting less asphalt in, they're replacing that asphalt with a limestone, which is porous and absorbs moisture. We're getting a lot more mold and moss growth on roofs now than we did 20 years ago. So it happens. Not so much in Colorado, but a lot down south.
Would it be better for someone, if they're thinking that, hey, they might, you know, need a new roof or something like that, to call you first or call an insurance company first?
Definitely call somebody like me first. Okay. You want to know, you want an honest opinion. And it's challenging. I know, trying to be nice, but there's a lot of companies out there that thrive, and their business model is based on replacing a roof. And so there's a lot of information that customers are getting that isn't true.
Because that's all they do is replace roofs.
Correct, yeah.
So naturally, they're going to tell you.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why I wanted to bring this up, because you know, when you come out, I mean, you are really trying to save that roof for them.
Absolutely. That's my main goal, yeah.
Okay. So if you can do that for, you know, $25, $26, $2,700, whatever, then
man, that's a win-win for the customer.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Yet then if they need a roof,
we
they
can
don't
do it
have
too.
To go, you know, right. chasing somebody else and wondering if they've got somebody they can trust.
Absolutely. And so we try to be full service on that, and we build that reputation by trust. Mm-hmm. Just that, you know, when I show up to a house, I provide information. I'm not a high-pressure sales guy. I give you the information, and we discuss the options. So you can go this direction, you can go this direction, or, you know, if your roof is too new, we don't do that anything right now. Yeah, we'll leave it alone. Call me in a couple of years. So we build our reputation based on providing them with the information. The homeowner can make the best decision that works for them at that time, and then we go from there. And so it works.
I would think now is kind of a good time to do it. Mm-hmm. Between the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more yeah. protective throughout the winter.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, we're going to get the snow that's going to be sitting on the roofs longer. So if everything's sealed up like it needs to be, then yep. you can sleep at night. And even this time of year is a great time to do it. One main reason is the roofs aren't as hot as they were a month or two ago. I'm still getting hot, but the roofs are still cooler. So walk around on it. And again, I've been doing this a long time. So you develop a way to walk on roofs as to not damage them. But still human, you know, I could still trip and scuff a shingle. So when they're a little cooler like they are now, we don't have that risk. That risk is not as high as it was last month. So it's a great time to do it. In fact, we're busier now than we have been. So it's everybody's wanting to get it done before winter.
Are you doing a lot of, or you're looking at homes that are for sale?
Starting to, yeah. Yeah, it seems to be that
there's more homes available.
Yeah, it seems there's a little bit low on that for a little bit, but there's more homes available now, and we're getting a few more realtors calling us to want to do the inspection. Because it's always good to look at it before you list it, just so you have an idea where that the sales process might go. So you can either, you know, get ahead of it or know that it's going to become an issue. But yeah, we're getting some more of that now. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a customer of mine that was going to have his roof done, mm-hmm. and he realized he doesn't need to do that.
Right. Absolutely.
So it's going to save him money.
It saves a lot of money. Yeah. And a lot of headache.
303-710-6916 is the number, and it is roofsaverco.com.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical, and I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there, and Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical, and it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578, and mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500 for all of your mortgage needs and for all of your roof needs. We've got Dave Hart here with us. RoofSaversCO.com. And if you're just joining us, Dave is still with RoofMax, but just kind of a little bit rebranding thing going on here and really just trying to get in your mind exactly what they do. Mm-hmm. And that is to try to save your roof, keep your money in your pocket for as long as you can before you got to replace your roof. And Dave's number is 303-710-6916. And Dave, if someone needs to call you today and mention the show.
Yeah, give them $250 off.
$250.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, all right. We'll do it. Yeah.
Let's see.
We're all about saving money, so I might as well
mention
Charlie.
We'll make Charlie the code word.
Ooh, Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie's the code word.
No, I'm kidding. Just mention the show. $250, but you got to call Dave now.
Right.
303-710-6916. And as Kurt said earlier, hey, he's done our roof. I promise you, this is a great, great product, and you will be glad you did it.
Okay, one of the reasons that I did RoofMax, and I did mine, 2 years ago, I think it is now.
Yeah.
It's been about two years.
It's been a while, yeah.
Because I had started to see those granulars in my, you know, when we were
getting
talking.
Getting your
gutters, well, let me go home and look.
I thought that was glitter you put in your front yard.
Yeah, that would have been my wife. She likes to do those. Anyhow.
Pixie dust.
one of the things that I really appreciated, because even in a hailstorm, these things have a tendency to hold up better.
Mm-hmm.
You have some actual cases.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
To where that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, there's been multiple cases that we've dealt with over the last year and a half that have had significant hail storms. The neighbors are getting the roof replaced, but the roofs that we treated did not need it. And mine, even mine, is one of them. And my, I always joke that I finally got a newer truck last summer that didn't have any hail damage on it. The first truck I've had in 7 or 8 years with no damage on it. And I had it for 5 days, and now I do. you know, my trailer got peppered, but my roof sustained. There's no damage. Didn't even really have any granules in the gutters. They got knocked off from the hail. So that is just one huge benefit to it, aside from getting longer life. But part of the reason you get longer life is those granules stay on the shingle.
They're more pliable,
and they absorb the hits better. The granules stay on better because your granules not only give you the color of your roof, but they keep the UV rays off of the asphalt part of the shingle. So on a traditional older shingle, let's say, you know, roof's 8 years old, we get our average hailstorm is, you know, grape size or smaller. Mm-hmm. That's like taking a sandblaster to your roof. So if you got something now that's helping the granules stay on better, then that helps your roof last even longer.
Now, we're so used to hailstorms, which we have not gotten as much. But what's changed, in my opinion, is our fires.
Mm.
One of the things about this product that you're out there, it actually helps deter.
Right.
Because it doesn't dry out.
Well, it doesn't dry out. But we're also not adding chemicals to attract fire either.
Right.
So it just kind of keeps everything soft and moist and alive. And it doesn't even, some of the concerns I get are people wanting to know if it'll attract, you know, animals to it, you know, wanted, because we get raccoons are a huge problem for roofs, especially, you know, Lakewood and in Arvada areas where there's older mature trees. And so all the proteins are taken out of the product so that there's nothing's attracted to that shingle. So there's no reason for animals to want to dig at it any more than just normal curiosity. It doesn't really change anything, make things more flammable or anything else like that either.
And but when it that kind of goes along with my next question about the safety of it to your dogs, your cats in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all bio-based. And I've mentioned it before, and I should probably get the exact information, but there is an organization that's like an overseer of bio-based companies, you know, just stuff that's not going to be harmful to the environment, stuff
right,
like that.
Right, to the plants.
Exactly, to the planet for you know, being completely open and honest. But we are in the top five. RoofMax is in the top five of bio-based companies.
Friendly.
Bio-based friendly, thank you. That's what I was looking for, in the country right now. So we've gotten awards for being pet, plant friendly, environment friendly. And there's days that I'll be out spraying a roof and the wind will change on me and I get soaked. I don't get rashes. I don't itch. I don't irritate. None of that. So it's all plant-based product. Very safe for everything. I mean, I wouldn't go drink it, but you might get an upset stomach.
Might make you more pliable.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it might give me five more years of warranty.
That's right. Stay away. Anyway, I'll leave that alone. But so it's good. And I even flush out my system at my trees, alternate. So it kind of acts as like a fertilizer. You know, so I got 20 pine trees around my house, and I pick one each time I clean out my system and flush it out, and I don't have any issues.
So someone wants to call you today and What's kind of the time frame of when you might could do it?
You know, probably about a week, about a week out before we get to looking at a roof. Okay. And then we're trying to stay within about a week of doing the work. Okay. And there's times that I'll have the stuff with me as well. And if I can treat it right then I will.
Sure.
But we're typically within a week and a half or so of visiting the roof and then getting it done.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like putting on a roof where it takes 2 to 4 days.
No.
It takes 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours and we're done. We're
so
out.
So the decision can be made and I got 5 years and I move on.
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, since you do both and you've been doing them for a long time, the average cost of an average house in Colorado to do a roof, rough average.
Average, you're about between $13,000 to $14,000. Yeah. Average treatment, you're going to be between $2,500 to $2,900 in that realm. I mean, again,
so about 20% of.
Yeah, we're typically 80 to 85% cheaper than replacement.
And you still get the same 5-year warranty.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And you save your roof not exposed for a week.
Exactly. Well, and there's a lot that can go wrong with replacing a roof. You know, we don't know what the wood decking is like underneath. That may be an additional cost once we tear the roof off. And I mean, a lot of times we'll have a good idea if you pay attention when you're looking at it. But there's additional fees that could come up if we're tearing off a roof. With the RoofMax treatment, we know what's there. We take care of it. We move on.
So replace the pipes.
Yeah, we put the new gaskets on, fill any holes that might be there. and then you're good to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 303-710-6916. Once again, call. I mentioned the show here, and you heard Dave. $250 off. Hey, and that off of his everyday low price, I'll call it, okay? So this isn't some kind of retail price, and he marks it up. This is $250 off of his normal everyday price. So a great savings for you. 303-710-6916. You can check out their website at roofsaverco.com. And, Dave, it's got to be a good feeling just to know that everybody's hurting today, man, financially. I don't care who you are, man. Yep. Everybody's
affected.
We don't know what tomorrow holds for anything, it seems like, you know, and it seems like it's been that way for a while. So it's got to be a great feeling for you to, you know, to pull up somebody's house and go, man, we can save your roof.
Yeah.
Or maybe they've been told they need a new roof and now they don't, and now they're going to spend $2,600.
Yeah, and we've had that a lot, even just in this last week. I'd say 3 or 4 customers have been told they needed a roof. And, again, they're – yeah, they're talking 18 to 20. And unfortunately, I've even had a couple of widows that are, you know, taking things over their husband's past in the last, you know, 2 to 5 years. And they've been concerned. They're really diligent about wanting to keep up on their house, their maintenance. And had somebody come out, give them a quote for a re-roof. And in a roof that I would normally be $20,000 tops to replace, they're getting quotes for $45,000 or
$50,000. So those people especially are so vulnerable.
Yeah, man. And they are. Yeah, and it's very hard.
Man.
Well, if all you do is replace roofs, you're never going to tell anybody
we
can put this on and it's good for 5 years.
Right.
You're not going to do that.
Right. Yeah, they don't have the option. So we show up and we're like, I don't know why you think you need a new roof.
Because that's all the options you've had in the past.
Absolutely. So let's treat it for, you know, $3,000 or whatever it is and move on. And it's ecstatic. I mean, it just, I've got customers telling me they want to adopt me and my family because we help them out. And told my wife might have an issue with that, but, you know, there's some days she might be okay with that too.
She might want you to go live with them.
She might want me to move out, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Especially now.
Especially right now, yeah.
Well, give Dave a call, 303-710-6916. Hey, save $250. Give him a call now. Well, in 15 minutes from now. Yeah. All right. We got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more right after this. For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today, 303-708-8050, or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Dave Hart with formerly RoofMax, Roof Savers of Colorado. So again, once you hear Dave on, same Dave, same company, all of that. Just a little bit of rebranding to let you understand a little bit more of what they do. And once again, their goal is to save your roof. Dave has given us a special today that if you'll give him a call, mention the show, hey, he'll knock $250 off of that treatment. And it is 303-710-6916.
One of the things, where do you see most people that might be able to use your service of using RoofMax that they could save themselves some money now versus waiting? Is it like somebody that's thinking about selling a house in 6 months to a year?
Absolutely, yeah. So, again, we've talked on the show in the past quite a few times just how much the roof is an issue when it comes to selling a home.
90% of the time, it's there.
It's black and white. And unfortunately, people are conditioned to think that they can get a roof replacement because they demand it. Well, they can go so many different directions. That's not true, nor do I think it's fair for anybody, especially with the option of doing the RoofMax treatment. But if you're thinking about selling your home, you know, obviously we can help out. We can provide, you know, a few names of good realtors. You're in the mortgage business. I'm currently having you set mine up for my new home. So I think we can all really help out and just let people know that, hey, we're here to help out whatever capacity that we can to assist and to save them money throughout the process. And one of those ways is making sure your roof is in good shape prior to listing. And to know, honestly, I don't have much vested interest in what we do other than my goal is to save a roof. And if it doesn't need to be treated, then praise God, we move on and we'll talk again in a few years. You know, that's a good problem to have. But the majority of roofs out there need something. And 90% of the roofs that are getting replaced now don't need to be replaced because of what the RoofMax product has.
I think most Colorado homeowners are used to the idea of every 2 or 3 years I'm going to replace
right.
my roof.
Yeah.
You know, if I get five out of it, I'm going to be lucky. If I decide to sell it, I'm going to be convinced by my realtor that I need to sell it.
Right.
I need to replace the roof in order to get top dollar for it. And that's
absolutely
not the case.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah.
The only thing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the only thing I see that the roof provides a value on is a peace of mind. It's not really adding a dollar value to the sale of your home. It's just knowing that the buyer moves in and that they're not going to have to deal with it for 5 years, or, you know, there's a less chance of having to deal with it. So we go up there, we treat the roof, and if you're an existing customer, we provide a 5-year roof cert as well. You will have to come back out and look at it again just to make sure. But we'll provide that roof cert at no additional cost, being an existing customer from treating the roof. And that should be enough to move things along and not worry about it during the process of a sale.
Yeah, and if you're a buyer, you know, if you're a smart buyer and you're listening to the show, and one of the things you can do is you can talk to the people about, does it need a roof? Or you can have somebody, have you come out and say, it's a roof for this, so I could do this.
Right.
But as a buyer, you could use that as leverage to get a better price if this seller doesn't know that it can be fixed.
Absolutely.
Or improved for $2,500 to $3,000.
Absolutely. Again, it's just options. Yeah. It's a different options now, yeah.
And getting that information before you go too far into the loan.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, because, again, 90% of your challenges on selling a house is a roof. So if you can eliminate that, or at least get educated on what to expect, then that's a huge peace of mind versus going, hey, let's put it on the market. You got the sign in the front yard, and then a buyer comes along, hires a home inspector, and boom. Then they're like, holy crud, you know, what happened here? So you get, at a minimum, get ahead of the game so you know what you're prepared to get. Or we take care of it, and it's a non-issue at that point.
When people go to buy homes, everybody that I know of wants to have the home inspected, understanding that. when you do that, the inspector's not going to come in and find nothing.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Nope, doesn't exist.
Because you don't want to pay him what you have to pay them.
Nope.
If they find nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
The roof's the same thing.
Yes.
It always gets brought up by the realtors, so it becomes an important issue.
Yes.
So if you have somebody that's all they do is replace roofs.
Right.
What are they going to tell you? Oh, no, it's perfect?
Nope.
No. If you've had it for 5 years, no.
No.
So the advantage Absolutely. That you bring to the game is that I can tell you can do this, which will cost that, or I can
right.
you'll B, if you really want to push for this, you get the option, but you get to know that before you get too far down the road.
Absolutely, yeah. It just makes things so much more simple. And again, just not even on the information end, but if you don't have to replace a roof after you close or during the process, I mean, that I'm in the process.
Because it's already enough hassle.
It is.
If everything's perfect.
Yeah. I'm questioning my decision-making process here on what I'm doing because it's a pain. So anything you can do to make the process easier, it would be phenomenal.
When an inspector comes out or a roof person comes out in a loan, the lender is not going to see that inspection. So they may say it needs a roof.
Mm-hmm.
The only time the lender is going to say it needs a roof is if the appraiser comes in and they notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen one of your jobs where an appraiser comes in afterwards and says it needs a roof.
No.
Because it looks brand new.
It looks brand new, yeah. There's a lot behind that
yes.
that can happen.
A lot.
You know, and even we've done quite a few second opinions. We've had people call us up and say, hey, I'm told I need a new roof. Can you come look at it? And I show up and... Oh, man, your roof is looking good. It could use the treatment. You know, it might be 10 to 12 years old, but
right.
we treat it, and it's like a brand new roof again. Yeah. So people are just ecstatic to have that option to save a ton of money. Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
303-710-6916 is the number. Again, Dave's been kind enough to give us a $250 discount for mm-hmm. our listeners. So just give him a call, 303-710-6916.
Mm-hmm.
And what area kind of do... Because, I mean, we reach Wyoming, so
right.
I just want to be clear, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I necessarily want to market this, but I have been to Scotts Bluff to do a job. It was a listener of the show, KLZ, loyal listeners. I'm like, yeah, it was a beautiful Saturday to drive to Scotts
sure,
Bluff and take care of it. Had a great conversation. So that was fun. You know, we've been to Cheyenne, which we now have a dealer up in Cheyenne to handle that. You know, I've got several in Conifer scheduled. I'm all over.
All right.
You know, so truck's put 41,000 miles on it in 1 year.
RoughMax's getting pretty popular.
It is getting very popular.
I'm seeing lots more commercials.
Yeah, we're doing a lot more advertising, a lot more commercials. Yeah. It's becoming a household name and working its way to Colorado. So it's getting there, yeah.
Have you ever been treating someone's roof and all of a sudden neighbors start coming out? And
oh, yeah.
You go, oh, do mine.
Do mine.
Hey, well, maybe we can work out a deal. $250 off and do your roof.
Amen.
Get your neighbor another $100. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We'll figure something out.
I do pay referrals, but yeah, I get a lot of looky-loos while I'm up on the roof. Like, what in the world is that guy doing?
Yeah. What are you doing up there? What are you spraying up
That's
there?
That's about it, yeah. So we get a lot of that, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Enjoying
that's
it.
Cool. Well, again, we've known Dave here for a few years, mm-hmm. and you heard him on KLZ for quite a while now, John Rush, and our show as well. And promise you, great guy. And one thing, Dave, we hear over and over again from clients, and I can tell you, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you, when Kirk came in before the show today, I talked to you about it, and I said, he's one of the most genuine guys I've ever met. And that was the word I used for you.
Mm.
And I think that is, it shows when you go out to people because, number one, you know, when you came to my house, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell me I needed a new roof. I go,
right.
okay,
right.
bummer.
You know? Yeah, it stinks.
I mean, I don't want to know about roofs. I don't want to. I don't fix my own car. You know, I just have people I trust. That's why I do this show. You know,
uh-huh.
and so, but it's a great thing to have someone out you can trust. And mm-hmm. like you say, whether it be a senior like you were talking mm-hmm. about, a widow, whatever, or whether you be like two guys like me and Kurt, we're
right.
just busy and we don't know.
Right.
We just want somebody to come out and give us an honest assessment.
Honest, yeah.
And so. Dave is the guy that will do that. And, again, the goal is to save your roof,
mm-hmm.
all right, and have you spend, not save 20%, charge you 20%
yeah, right.
of
that,
what it would be.
Right.
That's
and it's,
quite a difference.
It's a big difference.
It's a real 80% savings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's real money because
yep.
everybody knows a roof's $13,000,
$15,000
mm-hmm. minimum average.
Yeah. Right. On average, yeah.
Because my son just had one done a couple years ago, and it was $15,000.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're looking at selling your house, this has come a couple of times during the show, how cool would it be, Kurt? You know, you've got your prospective buyers in, and all of a sudden you've got a nice certificate there from Dave and
mm-hmm.
saying you've got a – hey – this is a month old. You got a 5-year warranty on your roof. Wow.
Don't even look at it.
It is now not an objection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When a buyer comes in to look at a house and they say, I want to roof, well, I've already had it checked.
Yeah.
It's inspected. I got a warranty for 5 years on it.
Absolutely.
It's gone.
Done.
They can't negotiate anymore on right. that part as far as the price.
Yep.
It just goes away.
And then, if need be, we'll come back and provide a 5-year roof cert if you're an existing customer, and then it won't cost you anything additional. So, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to the treatment, not just putting, you know, a product on your shingle, but we provide a lot of other services as well.
And that's whether you're the buyer or the seller.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it from either side.
Absolutely.
Yep. Just so you know going in, because like we've talked, 90% of the people that when they're looking at a home, the roof is the number one factor.
It really is. Yep.
It's the plumbing.
That's right.
It's the roof.
It's the roof, and then it goes to the plumbing.
We got a minute left. What are the big things an inspector? Is it? It's roof has got to be one. The
roof
number
and
one.
Foundation.
Foundation, plumbing. Yeah.
Plumbing. They don't want to see any plumbing hanging out of the walls or any electrical.
Yeah.
The only thing an appraiser looks for is for health and safety. Foundation is a safety issue. They're looking for cracks on the exterior and the interior of the house. They're looking for mold. And when they're looking at mold, they're looking at the roof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, most appraisers will not climb up on the roof.
Correct.
They're going to stand in the yard and kind of look at it.
Yeah.
They don't just their eyeballs. If they see the parts curling up,
yep, they'll make mention.
Then they'll get up on the roof and right. say, okay, what else do I have?
Yep.
Because yeah, they actually become liable.
Yep.
Other than that, they're going to walk right on past it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time.
But that might not be a concern of yours as a buyer. Do you really want to trust somebody that didn't look at it?
Right. Yeah. You want somebody to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually look at
yep.
it.
Inspect it. Yes.
All right. Give Dave a call. Save $250. Save your roof at the same time. 303-710-6916. It is roofsaverco.com. Dave, thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
The pleasure is mine. I appreciate it very much.
Kurt, thank you very much. And if you need anything with mortgages, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.